This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Emergency water is being sent to Lake Powell because of its low levels, and one group wants to make sure that water makes it to states downstream. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakis reports.
The Bureau of Reclamation has started to release water from Flaming Gorge Reservoir in Wyoming to Lake Powell. KUNC reports water releases from Blue Mesa Reservoir in Colorado are planned for later this year. The move is meant to keep Lake Powell's dam producing hydroelectric power as the reservoir is close to hitting a record low. A group of farmers, conservationists, and business owners are demanding that the federal government scrap plans to divert water from Powell, which would accommodate growth upstream. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakis, CPR News.
The eastbound lanes of Interstate 70 north of downtown Denver will shut down tonight. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
CDOT is nearly finished rebuilding a three-mile stretch of I-70 between Colorado Boulevard and Quebec Street. But first, it has to shut down all eastbound lanes between Brighton Boulevard and I-270 starting tonight. Crews will lay the final layer of pavement before the road reopens Monday morning. CDOT plans to do the same thing with the westbound lanes next weekend. The work is part of a massive billion-dollar expansion of Interstate 70 that is scheduled to wrap up late next year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 93 degrees. In Vail, 76. In Grand Junction, 93. You're listening to CPR News at 4:06.